I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Hey folks, this is the American Awakening, but obviously as you can tell, I am not Michael Herzog. My name is Rob Bishop, and I'll be your host this afternoon. We got a great show action-packed for you. We've got Lieutenant Eric Schein for at least the first hour. We're going to see how that goes, maybe hold him into the second hour. We're going to take your phone calls as well. Second hour, I want to break down some news. Unfortunately, if you're in the Central Austin or Central Texas area near Austin and Round Rock, you've probably heard the news that the Liberty Dollar headquarters has been raided by the FBI, another illegal raid. Just goes to show that even if we try to print our own money, try to have some real currency, hard currency, the feds aren't going to have any of it, folks. They want their little their fiat currency, their fake money. It's something that's breaking now, trying to get it confirmed. I might even try to bring a guest up on that as well later in the show just to get a little bit of details on it. But again, the phone lines will be open all day. First with Lieutenant Schein at 1-800-313-9443. Second hour, I'm going to have one of my mentors and one of my best friends, Ethan Allen, who is a guy that I think is going to blow the paradigm of what it means to be a Patriot host. This guy, wow, from history to the future, really understands New World Order and understands the global elites and exactly what their New World Order is going to look like. You see, it's not just about global governance. It's not just about biogenics, eugenics, all that. It's the real end game. It's cybernetics. It's implanting microchips and what that'll lead to. When people talk about life-extending technology, it's not just about living forever, fountain of youth. These elites literally plan to put their memory and their brain patterns into cyborgs, to put it lightly. I mean, think about the Borg times 10 from Star Trek. But I'm very excited, as always, to be on the Republic Broadcasting Network for the first time in the captain's chair. And I want to thank Michael Herzog. He might be giving us a call today, not too sure. But he's traveling outside the country. I'm kind of limited as to what I can tell you. Tomorrow he's scheduled to be on the program hosting again. I'm on standby, as it were, depending on whether or not he can actually get the equipment hooked up. But I'm sure he'll fill you in when he feels he's ready. But again, I want to thank Michael Herzog right now and John Stadtmiller as well for giving me this opportunity. And just to give you a little bit of background on Lieutenant Eric Schein, who we're trying to hook up, probably going to hook up with him after the first break. He's was a lieutenant, actually I believe still is, in the United States Merchant Marine, graduated from Kings Point, and has basically been under the thumb of the Department of Homeland Security for the last 4 or 5 years, and they're just ramrodding him every which way from Sunday for no reason, for being depressed. That's literally the charges. Oh, he's depressed. He's trying to blow the whistle on the corruption, the greed, the inherent anti-Americanism. I think it's funny when you have these neocons and these so-called patriots out there in media land saying that we're anti-American for trying to bring back a constitutional republic into this country the way it was meant to be. This man is an American. This man is a patriot, and I am excited as hell to have him on for at least an hour. We're going to open the phone lines for your questions as well. 1-800-390-443. You're going to be right back with Lieutenant Eric Schein, Rob Bishop, and for Michael Herzog.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
And this is Rob Bishop for Michael Herzog, who's taking a travel day today. I've got Lieutenant Eric Schein on the line with me. Good afternoon, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad, my friend. First of all, I gave a little bit of a background on you as far as graduating from Kings Point. What I want to try to do with this, Eric, to be honest with you, and actually we haven't spoke, this wasn't even planned.
When you preface it by saying being honest with me, I'm concerned.
Well, hell yeah. You know, if more people were honest, I don't think we'd be in the situation that we're in right now. But,
Very true.
You know, I had Herzog call me the other night. Now, again, this has been planned for me to host a show today for about a week. And I had actually just planned to analyze the news, take some calls, maybe, again, bring Ethan on and so on, who's kind of a co-host. I mean, I'd love to have him on. And when he did his program, I'd be on his.
So,
I mean,
so you're saying that I've been forced upon you.
No, honestly, at first I was like, God, I've heard of Eric. I know he had a program before, tried to scoop up some interviews and so on. And the more I got into researching you for the interview, I was like, oh, my God, this is going to be a fantastic interview, and I'm privileged to speak with you. But I don't want to interview you. I hate when people interview because they end up asking canned questions. People get bored. Nobody wants to call because they've all heard this before. I want to have a conversation. I want to have a conversation.
Well, and that's good because, really, it's real time. I mean, you could go back to a lot of stuff that's out there, and a lot of it is incomplete. You know, they've had me on the run for quite some time and quote unquote under the gun, so a lot of the information out there is somewhat dated. More recently, this issue is really heating up. There's been a spill in San Francisco. The Coast Guard Commandant Thad Allen is involved. Turns out from recent investigations that Coast Guard Commandant Thad Allen was appointed by George W. Bush to be assistant to Michael Brown, more formally known as, or more informally known as Brownie, who was in charge of FEMA, the horse trader and attorney, who, you know, carried on the debacle in Katrina. Well, guess what? The guy who's in charge of the Coast Guard, the Admiral, was helping Brownie screw things up in the South and in the wake of Katrina. And now he's facing not only nooses being put in midshipman bags at the Coast Guard Academy, just like the Genesis 6 issue, which is a race issue. They had a last year, the very first time I believe this has ever happened in any of the branches of the military or armed services or uniform services, whatever you want to call them, where right. from the Coast Guard Academy, a black midshipman was actually prosecuted in a military court, a military tribunal, for there was issues of rape and you know, other heinous crimes, sodomy and more. He got 5 months and then was drummed out of the academy. Turns out the story is a lot more interesting, that there's more going on to all that, besides the fact that I believe it was the very first time that a military tribunal of a midshipman or a cadet at any of the federal academies has ever occurred. The story itself and the individual needs further investigation, because it's, you know, he was black. There's been a lot of racism going on at the Coast Guard Academy and in the Coast Guard. The recent nooses happened in the last, I don't know, couple months or so. They also have these vessels, two new international class interceptors called the Berthof and the Vosch, two good German names. It's come up to about a $750 million budget now. Cost overruns in the hundreds of millions of dollars. The Coast Guard now to cover up inspections by the GAO, Government Accountability Office, and also the Inspector General's offices. The Commandant has come in, seized control of the building project under the authority of the Coast Guard to clamp down on the release of any and all information and use the military to do it, and quote-unquote Secrets Act. And it gets even better now with the oil spill up in San Francisco, where they've come in to try to cover up where they said was initial spill of about 140 gallons. Turns out it was closer to 54,000 gallons. And the Coast Guard did not properly respond. There's a big spill from it. This is a foreign flag vessel with undocumented workers on board. It's a Costco ship, China Ocean Shipping Company. It actually bumped into and you know, ran a gouge down the side of the ship and opened up a fuel tank or an oil tank. And I think it was a bunker fuel tank that spilled the fuel oil. And it hit the San Francisco, was it the Golden Gate Bridge or whatever, coming into the mouth of the harbor. Two of the individuals involved in my own situation, Lieutenant Commander Triboulet and the Coast Guard Commandant Thad Allen, are deeply involved in all of that and are coming out as spokesmen. And they've been trying to cover up and then also place a lot of blame on the pilot himself. The radar was not working on board. This is almost identical to what happened with the Exxon Valdez, and Exxon Mobil still haven't paid reparations or damages for what happened up in Valdez, Alaska. But you know, radar systems were not operative. Buoy systems that had been paid for were sitting on shore, not installed. Not having, you know, the tugs escort the tankers out up in Alaska was a huge failure on oversight. Even the issues of, you know, Hazelwood and more, they tried to blame or dump the whole thing on him. But there was a complete failure of the system. And even now, there's a stuff going on within the administrative law judge system of the Coast Guard, where the Coast Guard is declaring itself to be a branch of military. There's information, evidence out there showing that it wasn't until 2003 when it moved into the Department of Homeland Security from the Department of Transportation, where it was, you know, it was a civil service, because any police agency in the United States that deals with American civilians that are protected by the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, and Rule of Law is supposed to be a quote-unquote civil service and not a branch of military. This goes to Posse Comitatus, Civil War, it even goes back to the Constitution and more, separation of powers doctrine. There's been a bunch of Supreme Court cases on this, Reed v. Covert, which is from the 1950s to 1954, involving the Korean War. There was other cases like Averett that were from Vietnam that bar and put a very high bar on the military having anything to do with the civilian population, not just in policing, like arrest and detention, but especially in adjudicating matters. And what's going on now is the Coast Guard is and has been, by defect and default, and you know, gross negligence on their part, carrying on military tribunals of American citizens, civilians here in the United States, for minimally the last 4 to 5 years, if not longer.
I mean, you know, before we actually get into your case, and what I'll do is actually disagree with you, or maybe even amend what you were saying about Katrina. It's been my research that Katrina, now you can get into whether they blew the levees, so on. FEMA was there beforehand, even though, just like Hurricane Andrew and even 9/11 Oklahoma City, they get there a day or two beforehand. They do absolutely nothing until the event itself takes course, and then basically screw the whole thing up. But
intentionally, because what they're doing is they're getting a bunch of funding to carry on a certain program or project or response, and then do a lackluster response, make it look like they're incompetent to, you know, say that the government can't do its job, we need to privatize, we need to have private companies, corporations like Blackwater doing this instead, and then to carry on a program of perceived and planned obsolescence to seize control of under the right of law, create the law, rule, or regulation to allow the government to do this, then pass it off to a private corporation, which is fascism. I mean, it literally is. It's using the government to create a need and then passing and creating a corporation in response to that need rather than an initial government response and then shutting it down. A perfect example of this would be the pirates in Tripoli in the 1800s, where they were attacking our, you know, commercial vessels going over to the Mediterranean and Gulf, and to the Mediterranean or whatever. What happened was we went ahead and built a deep water navy. We went over there, took care of the problem, brought the ships back home, and laid them up. We responded to it, took care of the problem, put it to rest, and moved on. And we didn't have, we didn't grow some bizarre kind of response to where we saw the problem, put out a bunch of propaganda about the problem and how this problem still exists, and then started to create even more problems and creating corporations to respond to all these quote-unquote perceived problems that they're actually putting out intentionally to create new businesses. Just like the whole RFID thing, the spy chips and, right. You know, trying to implant us because of problems with identification. Well, if they would secure the borders to some extent, which we have, you know, a bunch of civil services for doing that, like the Border Patrol and more, we wouldn't have a lot of the problems that we have with documentation. Elliot Spitzer wouldn't be coming out with all this stuff about the driver's licenses and trying to give, you know, driver's licenses to foreigners.
And then having it back away because the public comes out and pretty much rips him a new one for it.
And now he's back down, but at some point that doesn't cure the problem because he's no Kennedy. You know, it's not like the Bay of Pigs or something. Elliot Spitzer, you know, this was planned, and what they're doing is they're stealing votes. They're coming in, they're using the Electoral College, and people really need to apply some level of critical thinking. I really want to focus on the maritime stuff, but this does go to it, is the Electoral College is constitutional. It goes to the Three-Fifths Compromise because we had women, we had children, we had Indians, we had slaves, we had indentured servants. We had a whole class or classes of people that could not vote. They didn't have the right to a popular vote to be able to place a ballot in the ballot box and vote for who they wanted to represent them. So the Three-Fifths Compromise was an answer to that, to say, look, we've got all these people. They need and deserve representation because they are affected by the laws of our land. So at some point, we will give them votes through the Electoral College system. It was also seen as a way to break ties and also carry on like a system of, quote-unquote, rounding up the numbers. But what's happened is it's been battled. The other class of citizens or people, inhabitants, that weren't represented were prisoners because their right to a popular vote was also taken away.
We're going to have to pick this up after the break, Eric. We've got the music coming in, and again, this is Rob Bishop in for Michael Herzog. You can give us a call, 1-800-943-943. 3443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Bob Bishop back in for Mike Herzog. This is the American Awakening on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And force of habit, I gave the wrong number at the end of the last break. The call number is 1-800-313-9443. And Eric, again, without kind of jumping the gun on your case, let's talk a little bit about how post 9/11, when Homeland Security was created out of thin air and basically started taking over all these other federal programs and militarizing the Coast Guard. Let's talk a bit about that.
Well, real quick, let me throw in that. Let me finish that on the Electoral College because it's an important point. Is the Electoral College, what they're doing, and this is why Republicans like to build prisons in their districts or even put in stuff like Blackwater where they can bring in, you know, immigrants and more without papers. But they take away the popular vote, and then they provide it or provide representation through the Electoral College system. And the more votes that they can take away by putting more people in prison, the more popular votes they can steal and the more Electoral College votes they can create. And I don't know if you follow that, but that's one reason why they're doing this too, is that, like, even with the immigrants, and they're coming into very strong Republican enclaves and they're providing them jobs there, whether it's to improve somebody's house or be like a nanny to Al Gore, you know, and Al Gore was a Democrat, but he was busted for, you know, the very same thing, is at some point they're bringing them in because they get counted as inhabitants, not citizens, not voters, but as inhabitants, and that goes for redistricting and Electoral College votes. And what Spitzer was up to was a backdoor census by giving out these licenses to create a census to redistrict with. And you start to look at all that stuff and analyze it a little bit closer, and you realize that they're trying to bastardize the entire voting system any way and every way they can, whether it be Diebold, ES&S, black box voting, electronic, you know, voting, and more. And people really need to pay close attention to these issues with the upcoming elections. But going back to the Coast Guard Homeland Security, they were not only created, they weren't created by an act of Congress, they were created by an executive order, 13228. And if you take out those bookend numbers, 1 and 8 on either end, you've got 322 right in the middle of that executive order. And guess what that number is?
Skull and Bones, absolutely. Order of the Deaf's Head, as a matter of fact.
Yep, the lodge at Yale University.
Yep, well, yeah.
And we had, you know, what were the other two bookends? And I bet if people start looking into the 1 and 8, you'll find some interesting relevance to that, because these guys are a bunch of numerologists. But you had two bookends in George Bush, Skull and Bones, and John Kerry, Skull and Bones.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you go back, there's numerous CIA directors, presidents, vice presidents, hell, even a personal hero of mine, Robert Taft, was a Skull and Bones man, and actually afterwards started to blow the whistle, as a matter of fact, speaking with Eric China, whistleblower himself, started to blow the whistle on what was going on at Skull and Bones. He was the guy that was the first to publicize the initiation sequence, when you basically sit in a mock tomb or a mock casket, naked, holding your genitalia, talking about your past sexual experiences. Robert Taft, who was a legendary senator, Mr. Republican, a lot of people who think Ron Paul is a successor to, he was the guy that first blew the whistle on that back in the 40s and 50s.
Right. Well, you look at Kennedy's speech on secret societies just before, you know, recently, or where he was assassinated, you know, shortly thereafter, and you start to realize that, you know, it's not just Skull and Bones. The Illuminati is a real organization or association that was created by Adam Weishaupt.
Absolutely. In fact, Eric, you ready to take
the Templars, the same thing with the Templars, and even if you look to the Roman Catholic Church and other churches, they're still around today.
Absolutely. We got George in Florida on the line ready to ask you a question, Eric. Ready?
All right.
Okay. Hello.
Hey, George, what's going on?
Yes, you know, I'm sort of like I've been studying the Constitution lately, and some parts of the Constitution, and there's a, you know, you're talking about the Coast Guard being under the Department of Homeland Security, and by law, the Coast Guard goes under the Department of Navy in the time of war.
Exactly, and that's what I've been saying, is that now, no, they're declaring themselves to be a special branch of military, one that can not only do military things, but that can adjudicate and enforce civilian fines, civilian penalties, and civilian affairs, even though the Uniform Code of Military Justice that was created for all branches of the military, and it was to be uniform because they all had their own code at the time, hasn't applied to the Coast Guard. They've been using, and even the UCMJ prohibits any and all branches of military from getting involved in military affairs, and this goes to posse comitatus, Civil War, and more. It goes, you know, even into our own Declaration of Independence, Constitution, and Bill of Rights. There's all kinds of codifications on it, but the president, under this executive order, is declaring, and so is Michael Chertoff, and also, you know, Admiral Thad Allen. And Thad Allen worked under, you know, he was appointed by George W. Bush under Brownie to work Katrina and you know, assist, quote-unquote, FEMA. This guy's been appointed as a commandant now because he's, you know, part of the good old boy system who will cover up and carry on and even assist and funnel the proceeds from mass corruptions. And even now, he's think about this. The Coast Guard, as a branch of military, whether they've always been one since 1915 or recently became one under Homeland Security in 2003, they are now getting people to document and register their small private vessels, sailboats, powerboats, and more, with the Coast Guard rather than the Department of Motor Vehicles. And they are taking fees, taxes, as a branch of military from civilians directly.
Absolutely. Again, this is Rob Bishop in for Michael Herzog on the American Awakening. I have a Lieutenant Eric Shine on me for at least the rest of the hour. Give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to be right back in three.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference. Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Speaking here on RBN, Erica, one thing I got to disagree with you on pretty vehemently is the idea of getting rid of the Electoral College, because that, to me, puts us in a pure democracy. I hate democracy.
Well, no, I'm not saying hold on, one second. I don't think I said that, but it needs to be addressed.
Well, hold on one second. The founders hate it, pure democracy, because then you're going to have a state like Texas or California or New York deciding who the president's going to be. I'm not for establishing a democracy. I don't know if you are. Maybe I jumped the gun just a bit.
Well, we are a hybrid. We are a democratic republic. Congress
not
is
we're
a
constitutional
body.
Republic.
Hear me out. The vote is a democratic institution. We are a hybrid. We are not a straight republic. We are beyond a republic. The vote is a democratic institution. Although we have Republican representation, we elect an individual to represent us or our interests. This is a very complex system. And when you start to look at it, the very first four presidents were members of the Democratic Republican Party. It was one party. It broke off four presidents into it. And the reason it was one party was because most Americans were so against everything that was coming from Europe and self-appointed royal families and crown families that we wanted to take the Magna Carta and not have it just for barons and princes and royal families, but to take it down and apply it to all people, to where we are all sovereigns. And, well, and
let me ask you this question.
You look back, you know, through the history that at some point there was a split where the Republicans, and especially the ones, the neocons now, they believe we elect a king. They believe that they want to restore all imperial power to the presidency. They want to do away with the 22nd Amendment. And as far as the Electoral College, I'm saying it's faulted. I'm not saying abolish it. I'm saying that it needs to be addressed or corrected. But it's being used as a weapon right now to steal popular votes and then move them over to the Electoral College system and use backdoor redistricting and all sorts of other things that are going on that if people were more aware of and focused on, they could come up with corrections for them so that it wouldn't be used as a system to steal the presidency.
Well, I don't see if you if you call your cat a dog.
Listen.
I don't care what you call the party
or whatever, but then he lost the Electoral College. So the Electoral College, if you think how it was created, all the people who are not citizens, who don't have the right to vote, outvoted the popular vote, the people who have the right to vote.
Well, here's the thing. I don't care what party it's called. The Republican Party doesn't represent the Republican form of government. The Democratic Party doesn't represent even a Democratic form of government.
Exactly, and I agree with you.
The Soviets voted. People in Iraq, when Saddam was there, voted. Voting isn't really a democratic thing.
Well, hold on.
It doesn't matter.
In Iraq,
who votes
had 156
Listen, you're
going to
keep talking, or am I going to talk? I am the host on the show today, my friend. All right? Let me get a point in here. Stalin said it doesn't matter who votes, it's who counts the votes. So the reason we have a constitutional republic as laid out by the founders in the Federalist and Anti-Federalist papers is because we have a representative form of government, okay? That's why the Senate and the House of Representatives are two different bodies. The Senate was meant to be – and I think he hung up on me because I actually stopped him from talking for a minute, and I don't really care. The Senate was meant to be the thinkers, okay? You elected a senator to represent what he was campaigning for. So if he was campaigning as a for example, a liberal or a conservative, you were voting for that man to represent his views. You were voting for a representative to just represent what the people thought. The House of Representatives, that's why it's a larger house, was meant to be the voice of the people. But, again, hey, you want to call back in, we'll have a peaceful conversation, but you can't just talk over the host. I have points I want to make, and I actually had a lot of interesting questions that I want to ask you about the takeover of the Coast Guard, of the military. But I'm being told that you dropped. That's fine. Actually, George, if George from California, or George from Florida, rather, is still on the line, you want to patch him and we'll have a conversation with him.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, George, what's up?
But you know, the thing is about questioning about this Coast Guard jurisdiction, you know, the thing is they can't even prosecute civilians or seize cargo or whatever without a letter of mark. They can't do nothing. There has to be a letter of mark coming from the Congress and the President to commission to do a certain task. Just like Ron Paul back after 9/11, he proposed instead of going giving the president authorization to go do all this, just giving a simple letter of mark, supposedly to go after the Bin Ladens and all these terrorists, but it never happened. They just wanted to solve the problem with using a sledgehammer to drive in a finishing nail. You there?
Absolutely. That's the problem. After 9/11, we were so afraid as American people. Hell, I remember I was a freshman in high school at that time. We actually watched it live on air. And we were so afraid that we were going to start seeing car bombs go off outside of our homes. We were told to duct tape our windows. It was getting pretty crazy for about 4 or 5 months. And I think that's why even the maybe innocuous congressmen and senators who normally would actually – at least protest a Patriot Act, which is a total usurpation of our constitutional rights, of our citizens' rights, that out of fear, they just voted for it, outside of, I think, Ron Paul, maybe Kucinich, and a few others that actually had the gut to stand up and say, hey, you're not going to plop this destruction, this burning of our Constitution, down on the table and in 15 minutes make us vote. I think it's, what, 340 pages, the original Patriot Act? That's one thing. See, that's what I get down to. Even if you disrespect Ron Paul's views, you have to respect the man for his word. He stands up for what he believes, and I couldn't agree with you more. The problem is we have Hutchinson Whampoa, this Chinese front company, which has been accused of war crime from, what, like 16 different countries? They are a front for the Red Chinese. And Bush is saying, no, they're going to take care of our port security now. You tell me if somebody doesn't go and pay Hutchinson Whampoa, again, a front for the Chinese, somebody doesn't pay them off to pass a nuke through or whatever, that they're not going to do it with open hands. I mean, 95% of the cargo that comes into this country is by ship. And 97% of that is flown under false flag, foreign flag. That's not good at all. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, George, no, go ahead.
Well, speaking about, like, representative form of government, people think, you know, I went to a college foreman. I got booed as being anti-democratic, anti-democracy, because I said our U.S. senators should be going back to being appointed by our state legislatures, because actually senators are the ambassadors of the nation states, of the several states, to ratify treaties, impeach judges, select judges, and now we have what they call a super congressman with a super constituency that has a term of 6 years, and ever since 1913, when the 17th Amendment was ratified, you've seen the worst legislation go through. I don't think state selecting senators would ever allow a U.N. charter, allow these undeclared wars in Korea and Vietnam. I don't think the military-industrial complex would ever got off the ground if it hasn't been for the 17th Amendment, which is never ratified. Because I really think the elites wanted the 17th Amendment to sort of, like, to slam the door on the states having a say with the big bankers and the corporations. They wanted their monopoly and wanted to keep the states out of the say, out of state suffrage. And the thing is, these senators are de facto senators. They're not, by default, this amendment. And the thing is, I wish the states would stand up and go to court and challenge the 17th Amendment, because you look at how these empty suits in the Senate are acting, you know, that's a symptom.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And if you notice, when this country starts to go downhill, when we start to lose systematically our freedoms and our liberties, it was when the voice of the people stopped being heard. And again, like you said, when they took away the rights of the state houses to send their senators and their representatives. Again, when the Senate and the House of Representatives became totally parallel, when there was no difference between the two, that's when things went down. I mean, my God, in 2000, we voted in as vice president a guy that was just the head of a major arms dealer. A guy was a former secretary of defense, a known war hawk. What the hell did we expect was going to happen? Of course there was going to be wars. I mean, it's like electing a liberal or, you know, a leftist, say, even like a Mitt Romney or a Hillary Clinton or a John Edwards, who historically has raised taxes, not expecting them to raise taxes. What do you expect is going to happen?
I was just reading an article on Newsmax where it's talking about Hillary and Ron Paul winning the web traffic war. And I'll tell them how Ron Paul's raised all this money, but he's barely registering in polls and Hillary's way up. Something's up, because I know somebody up in Tallahassee who's with the Republican Party of Florida, and by their internal polling, they are scared.
Absolutely. I mean, Ron Paul, and this is admitted, he was I forget what poll it is now. The head of the poll was on Sean Hannity yesterday, the day before. I didn't actually get a chance to hear it, but I read about it, where he's on there saying, yes, Ron Paul is up to like 18% in New Hampshire. And Sean Hannity, the professional Republican that he is, he's stammering and stuttering. You don't think Ron Paul has a chance to win, do you? And guess what? Yes, he does, because these polls are totally skewed. Ron Paul is raising all this money. He's winning these straw polls. You're seeing signs. I'm hearing this over and over and over again. No matter where you go, you're seeing signs in front yards, homemade signs that people are just painting up. The support for Ron Paul, and even more so than that, Ron Paul's ideas are much, much bigger, George. I appreciate the call, my friend, and I wish that today had gone more to plan, but hey, we're going to make the best out of it. And I got Ethan Allen up on the line now, again, a good friend of mine, a mentor.
Can I call one more thing?
Sure, go for it.
Just one more thing. I'm challenging the Ron Paul supporters. Instead of saying, remember the 5th of November, why don't we call it remember the days of November? Let's give Ron Paul his goal for the end of the year, $12 million by the end of November, before December, and let the 2 days, the Bill of Rights Day and the Boston Tea Party Day be icing on the cake.
Absolutely. Absolutely, my friend. And what I'm going to put out a challenge to the listeners out there today, and the people are going to listen to this on a podcast and rebroadcast, go out today or tomorrow or the next day, wake up three people. It doesn't have to be in a 9/11 or even the Federal Reserve or whatever. Pick an issue. Appeal to their senses. If it's immigration, talk to them about immigration and wake them up to the North American Union. If it's the Federal Reserve, wake them up to fiat currency and how they're deliberately destroying our economy to bring in the North American Union on its way to a world government. Ethan, my friend, what are your thoughts on this?
Oh, and basically, like fiat currency relating to the rising price of a barrel of oil and how it's taking more of our disposable income to get to work than
Absolutely.
Anything else.
Again, there's so many issues that you can bring up. You don't have to pigeonhole yourself into just one thought, one issue, one paradigm. There are so many things out there, and all of it's documented now. See, this isn't the 1970s or 1980s where you had to spend 2 weeks at a local library looking through the film feed just to find something you can actually talk about. You can go on the internet and within 5 minutes have it totally documented. Mainstream sources, usually right from the government sources, .mil, .gov, right from the CFR website and so on. George, I appreciate the call. You saved my butt for about 5 minutes today while we hooked Ethan up, and I appreciate it. Thanks for listening to the show, my friend.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Ethan, are you on the line with us?
I think so. For sure.
Hey, man. Yeah, I guess we had to start a little bit early today. But I don't know. Have you heard about the Liberty Dollar getting raided?
Yeah, it first appeared on the internet and was listed as a hoax, but apparently it's not.
Unfortunately, I'm just going to read the letter that the Liberty Dollar people sent out. Dear Liberty Dollar supporters, I sincerely regret to inform you that about 8 this morning, a dozen FBI and Secret Service agents raided the Liberty Dollar office in Evansville, Indiana. I thought that was actually in Central Texas. But for approximately 6 hours, they took all the gold, all the silver, all the platinum, almost 2 tons of Ron Paul dollars that were just delivered last Friday. They also took all the files and computers and froze our bank accounts. We have no money. We have no products. We have no records to even know what it was ordered or what you were owed. We have nothing but the will to push forward and to overcome this massive assault on our liberty and our right to have real money as defined by the U.S. Constitution. We should not be defrauded by fake government money. But to make matters worse, all the gold and silver that backs up the paper certificates and digital currency held in the vault at Sunshine Mint has also been confiscated. Even the dies for minting the gold and silver liberties have been taken. All this has happened even though Edmund C. Moy, the director of the U.S. Mint, acknowledged in a letter to a U.S. senator that the paper certificates did not violate Section 486 and were not illegal. But the FBI and Secret Service took all the paper currency, too. The possibility of such action was the reason the Liberty Dollar was designed. So the vast majority of money was in specified form and in the people's hands. Of the $20 million Liberty Dollars, only about $1 million is in paper or digital form. I regret that if you were due an order, it may be some time until it will be filled, if ever. It now depends on all of our actions. Everyone who has an unfulfilled order or has digital or paper currency should band together for a class action suit and demand redemption. We cannot allow the government to steal our money. Please don't let this happen again. Many of you read the articles quoting the government and Federal Reserve officials saying the Liberty Dollar was legal. You did nothing wrong. You are legally entitled to your property. Let us use this terrible act to band together and further our goal, to return America to a value-based currency. Please forward this important alert so everyone who possesses or uses the Liberty Dollar is aware of the situation. Please go here to sign up for the class action lawsuit and get your property back. And the website is libertydollar.org/classaction/index.php. And you can probably just go right to libertydollar.org and find it from there. Ethan, man, this is right out of Nazi Germany.
It is. And you know what's funny about it? I was thinking that how ironic it would be that they would actually abscond this this gold and silver, these Ron Paul Liberty dollars, and they'll probably end up using it to help pay off the interest on the national debt.
Yep.
Although they'll come and say they take it away from the citizenry because they say it's illegal to have, and then they'll use it for legal debts, private and public. It's amazing, man. I mean, they're just totally like they're forging all the rules and they're telling us that what's legal one day is illegal the next, and then basically just making up it as they go. So
I'm being told the mint is in Idaho. So again, I for whatever reason, because I had talked to Michael Bednarik about it, and he'd been pushing the Liberty Dollar for years in different forms, and I had just assumed it was in Austin. But you know, again, we're not too far from Kristallnacht, my friend.
No, and I know you know, Rob, that remember a few years ago the Federal Reserve went into Fort Knox and took out all of the gold reserves that belonged to the American people and took it. And then when the General Accounting Office came out and said that they wanted to audit it to find out how much there was and how much it was worth, the Federal Reserve just said, no, you can't do it.
Absolutely. And then they refuse any audits to actually find out how much gold is there.
Yep.
That doesn't belong to the Federal Reserve. It doesn't belong to the Congress or the President. It belongs to we the people. That is our property. We created government. We own this gold. You know, it's sort of flipped its paradigm where instead of government working for us and being appointed by us, well, we now work for them. And that's got to stop if we're ever going to reclaim any sense of liberty, my friend. And I don't know, folks. We're going to be right back after 3. My name's Rob Bishop. This is the Michael Herzog Show, The American Awakening, RBN. If you want to give us a call, open lines, any topics on board, 1-800-313-9443. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back, Rob Bishop on the American Awakening here on RBN. We're with Ethan Allen because our first guest dropped off because I actually want to get a little bit in as well. You know, having been in the captain's seat today, I would like to actually ask some questions. Did a little bit of preparing for the interview, but that's fine. Look at this, Ethan. On CBC, the actual CBC website, Canada faces a $160 billion health care bill in 2007. I mean, that's just insane. $150 billion last year. It's already up $10 billion every year, 6.6% increase. And now these people, they're just, oh, we got to have health care in this country. It's going to be free health care. They don't understand the fact that there is no such thing as free anything from government. Somebody's got to pay the bill. It's going to come either in the form of taxes, it's going to come in the form of more centralized control, and it's going to come in the form of less choices. And to me, healthcare is the one boundary that I do not want government to pass.
Yeah, and as it says here, that it's actually growing faster than the economy. And any country that usually sets up a mandated, socialized healthcare, what it always ends up doing is outpacing the economy. And then guess who gets to flip the bill for that, too?
Absolutely.
So you get screwed if you do or screwed if you don't.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, is it going to get to a point where you're going to be mandated to take chips like the VeriChip in your arm? And if you refuse to take it, you're not going to be allowed to go and get health care unless it's by Dr. Nick Riviera in his van. I mean, is it going to get to that point where we're going to have just like Dr. Sims, the father of modern surgery, who was a sadist in South Carolina? The guy would literally, folks, go and buy slave girls. This is back in the post-Civil War era, just barely, you know, right before Reconstruction really took hold. He would go and buy slave girls and mutilate them just as test subjects because he didn't consider them human. A perfect eugenicist he was. And after they ran him out of South Carolina, he goes up to New York, starts a first women's hospital, starts all these cancer hospitals, sets these precedents for how you take care of patients. Basically, if we don't know what it is, just cut it off. And was funded by John D. Rockefeller. Again, that's how they take control, Ethan, is set these precedents and then have people follow it, not even knowing that they're ending their own country and taking away their own freedoms from within.
And it's always sold to people with the under the guise of helping people and helping set up democracy and helping, you know, stop the spread of crazy diseases and to help feed the poor. You know, every one of these institutions always sets that up under those guidelines, and then by the time it's over with, it's completely self-destructed. It's just like the UN. The UN's mandate is to help stop, you know, stop warfare and feed the poor and provide education to people and, you know, name a conflict or famine that they've actually stopped.
Nothing. Actually, if you read their original charter from 45, the actual San Francisco charter, their goal is to establish a global socialist government. It's incredible because people don't actually go and read this stuff even. You know, they assume, oh, the UN's there. It's a great thing. We need it. It's unity and all this kind of BS crap that they sell you on the TV, this Marinol type of crap. And then you look behind the scenes and wait a minute. You've got these people training terrorists, funding terrorists, real terrorists, not people actually fighting for their homeland in Iraq after it gets invaded. I'm talking, you know, people like Jose Carrillas, who blew up Cuban Flight 176, if memory serves. And in fact, we're going to try to get into that next hour. We're going to, I don't want to say break a story, but we're going to bring light to a story about how at Fort Benning, Georgia, the United States government is and has been for almost 50 years now, actually more than that, almost 60 years, has been training terrorists, training death squads, Latin death squads. We're going to get to that right after the break, top of the hour break. My name is Rob Bishop. I am in for Michael Herzog on The American Awakening. Give us a call. Any topics on the line. 1-800-313-9443. Be right back after the break.
I paid a price, and I'll keep paying.